This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. In high school, marijuana has now surpassed tobacco and, in many places, alcohol in terms of regular recreational use. Marijuana most certainly has many medical uses and many uses that we aren't even aware of yet. But like with any medicine, with the benefits comes some harms. Heavy marijuana use can lead to dependence, and in teens, heavy use can lead to social isolation and even depression. The problem is that while depression and marijuana are commonly seen together, it's not clear if depression leads to self-medication with marijuana or if marijuana is a gateway drug that leads to depression. It's the classic chicken or the egg debate. The same association is seen with alcohol and depression. Studies report that heavy marijuana users claim to use marijuana as a coping strategy for their uncomfortable emotions such as anxiety, peer pressure, worry about school performance, and low self-esteem. In most places in the United States, marijuana use and alcohol have become typical behaviors in late adolescence. For most teens who use marijuana, depression likely plays a more limited role in initiation compared to, say, social pressure or desire for relaxation. Research has also shown that gender plays a role in the interplay between depression and marijuana. Depression seems to be associated with marijuana use in males, but not so much in females. There is also concern that heavy marijuana use in teens may disrupt brain development, although the evidence is far from proven. Regular marijuana use has been shown to have an impact on attention, memory, learning, decision-making, and test-taking, and those effects can last far longer than the much sought-after high. Again, experts are quick to point out that regular marijuana use is associated with poor life outcomes, including low school performance, higher dropout rates, higher unemployment, and lower life satisfaction. But before you jump on that bandwagon, remember that those with poor self-esteem, depression, and poor school performance may be the very students driven to heavy marijuana use to help them cope. Again, the chicken or the egg. The reason we have so little understanding of marijuana is that the federal government has forbidden research on the topic. But still, there has been a collection of data on the relationship between social issues such as low self-esteem, early signs of depression, and adverse childhood experiences such as dysfunctional families and violence in the household, and the link between them and later substance abuse and depression. Getting kids with these warning signs the support they need early would go a long way toward helping our teens and perhaps reducing heavy marijuana use. This is Dr. Michael Wilk with a second opinion.